Writer Dinao Mengestu made a name for himself chronicling the immigrant experience. His first book was set in an Ethiopian community in Washington, D.C. His latest work is also an immigrant story, but one that begins far from the U.S. in Kampala, the capital of Uganda. Here's Meg Wolitzer with a review.
There are a lot of books about love and war. Both are such big, dramatic themes that when writers try to show us people who have deep feelings for each other, set against a backdrop of violence, as a book jacket might say, it often seems like overreaching. But Dinao Mengestu had a different idea. He's using love and war in this book to explore an equally dramatic third theme, identity. All Our Names is set after Ugandan independence. It goes back and forth between Helen, who's a social worker in the Midwest, and her lover, who recently fled Uganda and who calls himself Isaac. There's also a third figure. Isaac's best friend back in Uganda is a charismatic protest leader. The relationship between the two men is the beating heart of this book. Most people want to be recognized, either by close confidants or by whole communities. Early in the novel, Isaac's friend draws attention to them both at a university in Kampala. When Isaac suggests that they find a quieter, less obvious corner of the campus, the friend insisted he couldn't do it. "We're becoming known," he said. "Why would we quit now?" This knowing is a theme Mengestu plays with throughout the book. At one point, as the two men are getting involved with a local army and violence is becoming a threat, Isaac's friend says to him, "Right now you have nothing to worry about. No one has any idea who you are." Isaac eventually leaves Africa and moves to the American Midwest, where Helen is assigned as a social worker. They begin an affair almost immediately. One day she takes him to lunch in a diner. Her food comes on normal dishes, but Isaac's is on a stack of thin paper plates, barely large enough to hold the food. It's a way of stripping him again of his identity. Isaac's friend has no problem hanging on to his identity. He's an emerging leader, but he gives Isaac a hazy picture of the politics. And the reader isn't really given specifics either. What you know is that you're watching the life cycle of a liberation army. Leaders improvise and rise up, then lose their energy and fall away, along with their ideals and their followers. We see the way people become radicalized and energized, the way they get worked up for a cause or for love. But in the end, both can be directionless and impossible. Some writers take on love and war and find the task too big. They succeed at one but not the other. Mengestu does both with authority and feeling. His book is a powerful look at who we aren't, and even sometimes who we are.
The book is All Our Names by Dinao Mengestu. Our reviewer is Meg Wolitzer. This is NPR News.